From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. In chapter 1, verses 25 and 26, the Apostle wrote of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to God's saints. As Dr. Cairns has explained, mystery in the New Testament refers to a truth which has hitherto been concealed, but is now being made known, or made manifest. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the essence of this mystery, and He is revealed in the preaching of the gospel. This is what sinners need. Yet man by himself cannot come to the knowledge of God. Such knowledge comes only by divine revelation. In other words, by the preaching of Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will continue this message entitled, The Rich and Glorious Mystery. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Looking Unto Him. The text is Hebrews 9, verse 28. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time, without sin unto salvation. This is our hope. He to whom we have already looked as coming once to bear the sins of many, will have another manifestation to the sons of men. This is a happy prospect in itself. But that second appearing has certain peculiar marks which glorify it exceedingly. Our Lord will have ended the business of sin. He has so taken it away from his people, and so effectually borne its penalty, that he will have nothing to do with it at his second coming. He will present no sin offering, for he will have utterly put sin away. Our Lord will then complete the salvation of his people. They will be finally and perfectly saved, and will in every respect enjoy the fullness of that salvation. He comes not to bear the result of our transgressions, but to bring the result of His obedience, not to remove our condemnation, but to perfect our salvation. Our Lord thus appears only to those who look for Him. He will not be seen in this character by men whose eyes are blinded with self and sin. To them He will be a terrible judge, and nothing more. We must first look to Him, and then look for him, and in both cases our look shall be life.
When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side I shall stand. I shall know. By the print of the nails in His hand. blessed face and the luster of his kindly beaming eye. How my full heart will praise him for his mercy, love, and grace that prepare for me a mansion in the sky.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want you to know that we appreciate very much the response from those of you who listen regularly to these broadcasts, and especially to those who take the time to contact us to let us know that you're being blessed by the programs. Among the various publications that we offer on Let the Bible Speak, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue will be The Risen Christ. The articles will include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the country of Poland, as well as a report of what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why does a good God allow suffering? What is the unpardonable sin? And why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
The two words, simplicity and life, never can go together. They're a contradiction, because the so-called simplest form of life is so unutterably complex that it's way beyond the current abilities of man to begin to comprehend. Now, when we lift this up to the spiritual level, we find that things are not only more complex, but in this matter of eternal truth, in the matter of the gospel, we are dealing with a kind of knowledge, a sphere of knowledge, that must forever remain outside of the ability of any man to penetrate. He could never attain it, no matter how scholarly his investigation. Yet the conceit of the human mind is, we can do it. But listen to what the scripture says. There is none that understandeth. What does that mean? Take a second look at it. It means just what it says. There's none that understandeth. Understandeth what? The whole revelation of the grace of God, the whole message of the Bible. There's none that understandeth. The Lord Jesus spoke to the effect that the light that is in man is darkness. And I think you're not pushing that too far if you come to the conclusion that the very strengths in the exercise of human intellect that can carry men to discover many things in various fields of study will actually work against them when they come to study the gospel. The light that is in them is darkness. The Apostle Paul said that their understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the ignorance of their heart. So this gospel remains a mystery to the natural man. The knowledge of God can never start with man. Now that brings us right up against a brick wall. Remember where John Calvin started his systematic theology? I've mentioned this on various occasions, and it shows the genius of a 27-year-old or 26-year-old when he first wrote this, the depth of his understanding as a man of God. The launching point of his entire theology starts off that a man must have knowledge of two things. A knowledge of God and a knowledge of himself. And on that hangs everything else. But here we get right up against that brick wall that I mentioned. Because the natural man cannot know God. Canst thou by searching find out God? The answer implied is no. And if you want to see a practical demonstration of that, then just look at the world today. Look at the world yesterday. Look at the world throughout its history. Look at the history of philosophy. Look at the history of religion. Look at every tribe and every nation under heaven. Apart from divine revelation, where has man ever, by the use of his investigative skill, by the use of his intuition, by the use of his philosophical faculty, by the use of his logic, where has man ever approached to anything like a semblance of the truth of God, you'll find the answer is never once in the history of the world has it ever happened. When you look at the religions of the world today, though the politically correct crowd want you to believe that there's light in them all and there's truth in them all, and they're all ultimately presenting the same truth and the same God and the same gospel, that is just another repetition of the same old lie. And it's another religion of darkness masquerading as a unifying force among men. The truth is, men by searching can never find out God. The gospel must be communicated by God, by revelation. And when you stop to think of it, what could you know about God if God didn't tell you about him? That puts it very plainly, I think. And it also puts all the wise guys in their place. And I'm always happy to do that. These people who can come and pontificate, well, this is God as I conceive him. And who on earth in his right mind has 2 seconds to waste on thinking about what you conceive about God? I mean, the thing is crazy. How would they know? How would they know? How could we say anything about God unless God has first said it to us about himself? What arrogance it is for any mortal man to stand up and give us what God is and what God says unless he's simply repeating what God says or expounding what God says. Certainly, this gospel must be communicated by divine revelation. But that's exactly what the gospel is. It's a pure divine revelation. And the important thing to note about it is this. It is a pure divine revelation that consummates all former revelation and leaves room for no other revelation to follow it. That's the New Testament teaching of the mystery. This mystery, as I pointed out last week, that was hidden from former generations and ages, it's not to say that it's not in the Old Testament, it's not referred to, it's not at all present. That's not the teaching, because the apostle says it's by the scriptures of the prophets that it's made known to us. So it's in the Old Testament. But it's opened up in the New Testament. For example, you'll get the doctrine of the Trinity in the Old Testament. But you have it opened up in the New Testament. You have certainly strong evidences of the deity of Christ in the Old Testament, but it's fully opened up in the New Testament. You have great teaching in the Old Testament, both by type and prophecy, of the atoning death of Jesus Christ, but it's expounded fully in the New Testament. You have the doctrine of the resurrection in the Old Testament, but it's fully expounded in the New Testament. This is what Paul means. This gospel of justifying grace in Jesus Christ, of the imputation of the merits of a perfect Redeemer, it's in the old, but it's fully set forth in the new. And this full setting forth of this divine revelation in the New Testament consummates all former revelation, and it leaves no place or room for any other to follow. Hebrews chapter 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us in or by his Son. The whole revelation is now that which is in and by his Son. That's why the New Testament ends with a curse from heaven on any who would dare either to take away from or add to the volume of inspiration. Because Christ is God's last word. And as I did call him constantly Noel Shields, but by this time you know his name was Hughes. As Mr. Hughes pointed out, that puts peb to the claims of Muhammad. He's a false prophet. Doesn't matter how many billion people in the world are taken in and are fanatical followers, he's a false prophet. It takes care of Joseph Smith and his iniquitously named Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints. It's a church only in the sense that any assembly, even the ungodly assembly in Ephesus, was called an ecclesia, or, as the Americans will mispronounce the Greek, an ekklesia. Is that right, Mike? Yeah, definitely. Mispronunciation. I was there and I ought to know. That ungodly assembly that was wanting to commit murder, it was called an assembly, a church. So, in that general sense, the Church of Joseph Smith's a church. But it's not of Jesus Christ. It's the most blasphemous, iniquitous, perverted system that you could imagine. I'm not going into that this morning. And it certainly has nothing to do with saints, latter or former. Why? Well, because of the whole raft of blasphemous teachings, for a start. But second, right on this basic principle, once this revelation was given, it's complete. That's the end of all the Joseph Smiths of the world. It also puts peb to the claims of the charismatic so-called prophets who come to bind the consciences of God's people with extra-biblical revelations. This is God's revelation. His full and final gospel. Now, without this revelation, men are going to stay in the dark. And that, you know, that's a huge thing for the Church of Jesus Christ to remember. It's a thing for Christians to get in their mind. The whole world lieth not only in wickedness, but in darkness. Without the gospel, men are in darkness. That places a tremendous burden of obligation upon those who have the light to go in where the darkness is thickest and so let their light shine before men that they may glorify God. That's the obligation. The world lies in darkness. The heathen world, the pagan world, the world of false religion, the world of Western secularism, drowning in its own prosperity. It's lying in darkness and needs the gospel. Without the revelation, sinners must forever live and die in darkness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free. at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.